when you have the right decision-making framework, it's really not that hard to make these shifts that ultimately will benefit you versus self-sabotage you. It's just those little micro decisions that you make throughout the day. You want to make sure that those are coming from a really solid bedrock or story of self-love and worthiness.
83% of Americans identify as not very happy, which can hold you back and negatively affect your relationships and your business. On this podcast, we discuss the proven steps to happiness so you can restore balance and rekindle your joy.
Welcome to the How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs podcast. And today, from sunny California, we've got Dan Schwartz with us. How are you, Dan?
What's up, Brad? Thanks for having me, man. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. So Dan was a client of mine in Brad Chandler Coaching and the Accelerated Happiness Program. So we're going to hit you right off the bat with a zinger. What was it in your life, Dan, that led you to reach out to me for coaching?
There's a concept from this book, The Gap and the Gain. You might have heard about this. It's the lens that you view your life and make all your decisions from is either one of you're looking at how far you've came from where you were, the gap or the gain, rather, the gains of your life versus the gap, which is that feeling of always comparing yourself to the person that you think you should be or could be and always living in that state. And I felt like 80% of the time I was in the gap. And I didn't realize the reason for that was self-destructive and largely subconscious. And Brad helped uncover those subconscious programs that have been installed in my brain for longer than I can consciously realize. And we just reworked that. And now it's flipped. I'm not a perfectly positive person, but nobody is. And now it's like 80% in the gain and 20% in the gap. And so that's like a good kind of analogy to why I joined with you and kind of the results that I've gotten from it. It's been amazing.
So let's get to some serious detail if you're okay with it. So what were the things that you on a daily basis that you struggled with that you were hoping that when you reached out that we could work on help?
A lot of it was energy stuff. So for those listening, energy comes from within. Right? If you are having a slow day and you're like physically tired or whatever, but then you see like a long lost friend that you haven't seen in a long time at the grocery store, what happens to you? Well, like all of a sudden you have this wellspring of energy that was already within you. And I felt like my days, I was sequestering that innate energy that I had. And I was just kind of blasé, comfortable, but not maxed out. I was waking up with kind of like headache and not like jumping out of bed, like ready to roll. It was kind of my days have been like a slow roll to get going. And I wanted to figure out how to untap that source of energy. And that's exactly what we did.
And were you happy with your eating? Were you happy with your exercise?
No, that was another thing too, right? So the discipline needed for proper eating and consistent exercise wasn't there. And I need to figure out why over the course of my life, having hired nutritionists and trainers and I've studied the body and everything, I still don't have the body and nutrition that I know I could. And that was another thing, was uncovering like, why am I never able to stick to something? And how come my relationship to discipline has been so negative up to this point? And just like exploring that a little bit and trying to figure out why has been the nature of like the deep interpersonal work that I've done. And Brad's been a big catalyst for that exploration.
Awesome. Do you still have headaches? I know that was a big thing when we first started working together.
No. So that was like one of the crazy things that happened the day after our session. I woke up and like totally clear headed. I don't know if anyone's ever done a fast before where after like 2 or 3 days of not eating food, you just have this like level of clarity of mind that you can feel. And I felt like that the day after, but I wasn't fasting. It was just like something happened, like the wires in my brain like recorrected themselves and it just felt better overall.
Amazing. You're not the first client that I found that with. I had a client that had severe migraines and was sleeping like 2 to 3 hours a night, and she doesn't have them anymore. And we're going to get into, if you're like, well, how'd this happen? We're going to get into that. Just stay tuned on how this all works. But I've got a book that is about 550 pages by Dr. Gabor Maté, and it's called The Myth of Normal. He's a fabulous writer, fabulous physician, has been doing this work for 40 years, specializes in trauma and addiction. And the whole book, Dan, is about how most illnesses, headaches, skin conditions, I mean, I could sit here for hours, pretty much everything is stress induced. And we're going to talk about where that stress comes from, but it's almost always from childhood programming, right? So if I would have asked you a year ago, do you have self-love? What would your answer have been?
I would have said mild self-love.
Okay.
Yeah. I've always been like super confident. And when I looked in the mirror, I would be genuinely like happy that I'm me, but it wasn't like an overwhelming feeling of love.
Yep. And I think, I can't remember, but they're in the self-love quiz that anyone can take. It takes 3 minutes, bradchandler.com/love. I think you scored lack of self-love. Most people, including myself, I was like, yeah, I love myself, but I didn't, because I can look back now at my results and my results prove that I didn't. So in 5 weeks, you went from lack of self-love to extreme self-love. Tell us about that journey. Tell us about the work that you did with me and kind of how you went from this undisciplined, headache-ridden person to who you are now.
Yeah, lots to unpack there. I think everything came from the story that I told myself from childhood that never transferred to adulthood. And I think that's kind of modern science is supporting this, including Gabor Mate's work. But like when I was a little kid, I identified as being obnoxious, stubborn, bratty, and overweight. And even to this day, when it's brought up to my family, we kind of laugh about it, but we might be laughing about it. But that was how I identified myself. And that's how other people identified me as. I was too afraid to like take my shirt off in basketball. If we were shirts or skins, I would tell the coach, I'd rather be shirts, if you don't mind. These little things like that became a part of my identity like before I was 10 years old. And I never worked on that. So as you go into grade school and you go into college and you become an adult, like most people, they just bring that story with them. And it shows up in these weird ways as an adult. For me, it was like, is the energy thing, is my relationship to food and nutrition and fitness, my tendency to retreat if things got difficult or avoid conflict, just the percentage of negative thoughts versus positive thoughts in your head. And a lot of the work that Brad helps you with is one, identifying what that story was. You see it from a distance and not getting wrapped up and absorbed in it as a truth of your identity or an existence, because it's not, it's just a story. It's not relevant anymore as an adult. And then really painting the picture of how you want your life to be, how you want to feel, how you want to show up in your personal life and your career and your relationships to yourself. And that story was one of lack of self-love, right? And we did the work, unpack that and just change the narrative at the unconscious level and use that as the new narrative from which all your decisions are made. And one thing that I noticed after our sessions was that like the percentage of positive thoughts went up, like not even percentage of positive thoughts, but just lack of negative thoughts. Any negative thoughts that I had were not because of lack of self-love or fear related to that early childhood story. And when you can release yourself from that and like just see the truth of the situation, which is like, you're an amazing person as you are now, that's gone through a lot, you've learned a lot, you've got all these skills and capabilities that like have a huge impact in the world. And like, that's your truth. When you wake up with that story, instead of overweight, not worthy, all these things, like it just frees you up to do, be happier, right? To feel free and not have any crutches that you have to lean on just to get through the day, whatever it is, which I had a lot. Yeah. So after the work, the first thing was like the physical effects of not having that mild headache anymore that I didn't even realize that I had for 10 years. And like the decisions that I've made from a place of self-love have been pretty like drastic ever since then. Like one thing I can think as an example was I recently sold one of my companies. Like I've been blessed to consider myself financially independent and I haven't owned a car in over 3 years. And whenever someone would ask me why, I would just be like, I never really needed one, or I've always lived in the city, so I never really needed one. But I've been obsessed with Tesla for 3 years and like I've always dreamed about having a Tesla. Oh, one day I'll get a Tesla. And I realized after our session, I'm just like, what am I waiting for? And I realized it's because I didn't feel like I deserved one for all these years. And so literally after that session, I think it was the day or the day after, just went on my phone and I got a freaking Tesla. What I've been waiting for, like deserve a Tesla. And so little decisions like that. And then shortly after that, I hired a personal trainer, signed up with personal trainer going right after this actually. And like energy levels have gone through the roof as a result of those decisions. It's trickled down into diet. Somehow I found a personal trainer that also has a meal prep company. So he's helping me with the nutrition side of things now. And like, it's just kind of snowballing relatively instantaneously, but I don't want anybody to think that like these things happen right away. The work that I did with Brad was very pungent and like to the point within 5 sessions, really within 5 weeks, that a lot of this transformation, like the direction of my life definitely like edged over towards the right direction from this work. It's not as drastic as you might think in the short term. It's really like that shift in direction over the next like 5 years, you'll see how far off you'll be in the right direction than what you could have been if you just stayed like stagnant and unhappy and lacking self-love. So it's been a really powerful experience.
Dan, I'm so proud of you. You sound like a completely different human being. I mean, you have come so far since we started. One of the things you mentioned, a lot of things are really interesting, but one of the things is how you identified as a child. We often don't get the major breakthroughs until session three, which is the 2-hour hypnosis session where we actually tap into your subconscious mind in a deeply relaxed state. And we figure out, and your subconscious mind knows the source of all of your problems, whether you have OCD, depression, anxiety, a drinking problem, whatever it is, there's a reason, there's a source because you weren't born with it. And through hypnosis, it allows you to go to your subconscious mind and find those things. Something different happened with you. And you may have been the first client that I had this happen.
Oh yeah.
And that was in the first session. We had a major breakthrough. And we weren't in hypnosis. I was just asking you questions. And when you identified the way that you identified, it was very similar to what you said a couple of minutes ago. Well, I think you might have said, my dad swatted me a couple of times. And however you described yourself, you were like an annoying little pest or something, whatever. It wasn't
that. Yeah. Stubborn, brat, pugnacious.
And I said, I go, Dan, did you hear what you just said? And you said, yes, I did. And I go, how do you think you feel about yourself now if that's the way you felt about yourself then and you didn't do the work? And I remember like everything shifted in you, like everything shifted in your body, your look, your temperature, because for some reason we just got there really quick with you. But isn't that the crux of most human beings' pains and issues in this world? It's that they formed a story and their brain did what they should have done as a child. They formed a story that was really helpful for them to get through that stressful time as a child. But at your age as an adult, did it serve you? No, it was like crushing you like on so many levels.
I was brute forcing my way through it. Like I was still able to achieve a lot of things I did in life, but like begrudgingly.
Yeah. But you made the comment that you were financially independent, but you had mild self-love. So people often think, oh, as soon as I get the money, I'm going to be happy. There's no when I do this, I'm going to be happy, because we know, and you know now through this process, that true love and happiness and joy comes from within, right? I chased it for 47 years and I finally realized there's nothing outside that can bring me happiness. So really good stuff. Mm. Your lack of discipline, is it clear now why you had such struggle like keeping with things, whether it was diet or exercise or a program or anything?
Yeah, it was the deserving thing stemming from that early identity.
Yeah.
Now that isn't a part of the narrative at all because it's not true. Like, of course, I did, like living human being, like I deserve health and happiness just like anyone else. Why am I making decisions that go against that? It's just as much work to like grab the cookie as it is to grab the salad. Like it's just as much work. So when you have the right decision-making framework, it's really not that hard to make these shifts that ultimately will benefit you versus self-sabotage you. It's just those little micro decisions that you make throughout the day. You want to make sure that those are coming from a really solid bedrock or story of self-love and worthiness versus the opposite. Otherwise, those little micro decisions will tend to the self-sabotaging route. And over time, that creates a negative feedback, right?
Yeah, I'm not enough, so I don't deserve to eat healthy. I'm going to put self-destructive stuff in my body, whether it's food, alcohol, weed, whatever it is. I'm going to take sexual, not you did this, but people in general. I'm going to take risky sexual behavior. I'm going to put myself in risky situations because my subconscious is saying, you're not worth it. So if something happens to you, big deal. Can you share experience of the heavy arms that happened to you in the hypnosis?
Okay. Yeah. So for anyone that's on the fence about hypnosis or doesn't think that it's a real thing, I was kind of on that fence too. The more you learn about the human brain and like the subconscious mind, just think about how many processes are happening in your body right now that you're completely unaware of. Like your blood pumping through your veins, your breathing, your brain processing thoughts, like healing a wound. There's so many mechanisms that have to be like intelligently worked that you're just completely unaware of, but it's happening within you. So one, it's understanding that there is like a whole part of your brain that like you have no conscious awareness of, but you can affect how that's working. And what if you could go in there and access that? That's what hypnosis is. And it's not some fancy stage thing where you're up on a stage and you pretend to be a board and then the hypnotist walks across you or whatever. Stage hypnosis is just like a magic show. Real hypnosis is just getting into a state where you're thinking internally. That's it. And I went so deep that I actually felt a sensation in my arms that I hadn't felt since like I was 9 or 10 years old. And when I was anxious as a 9-year-old, I went to school, or I remember this would happen sometimes when I was in bed, my arms would like get heavy and weird, like heavy arm sensation that I literally hadn't felt in 25. I'm not a math guy. A long time.
Lots of years.
lots of years. So I knew that this was working and that I was actually like making contact with this part of my brain that I haven't really been talking to in a long time. Because when I was reviewing some of these scenes from my childhood, like my subconscious brought that feeling back into my body. It was just like, oh my God, I'm still that same person that I was feeling that all those times ago. Even though you don't identify as that kid anymore, like you're still that same physical body and brain that was that kid at some point. I felt it. I was just like, wow, this is crazy. And I remember like talking you through it. I was like totally aware of it, but like separate from it at the same time, if that makes sense. I wasn't scared of it. I wasn't wrapped up in it. I was just like witnessing it. Because when you're in a radical, get into the state and it's like, you don't have to learn how to meditate or anything. Your eyes are closed and you're just thinking internally and you can see these scenes and maybe traumas or feelings from a third party perspective that doesn't get you wrapped up into it. It's not scary. It's revelationary. And so, yeah, I felt that sensation and I knew that it was working. And that, like, I also have this weird thing too, like before the hypnosis, I was like, my body was like readying itself. You remember that? Yeah. I was like getting ready and I kind of like felt a little bit woozy, like my resistance a little bit.
Yeah.
Then we just breathed through it. And then that's when we got into it.
So the heavy arm thing is fascinating to me, really fascinating, because I think what it proves is that when you're suffering or you're struggling or you feel this anxiety or you feel depressed or whatever negative emotion you feel, it's not your 50-year-old self, your 40-year-old self, however old you are. It's that 9-year-old boy like Dan. It's that 6-year-old boy. And what we often do is we chastise ourselves for the way that we feel, or we reach for the beer or the joint, right? You've got to know that when you feel these feelings inside of you, it's that little 6-year-old inside of you. If that 6-year-old walked up to you, that little 6-year-old self, and said, I'm not feeling sure of myself, I feel sad, how would you treat that person? You would hopefully pick that little person up, hug him or her, and say, it's okay you feel this way, I've got you. So Dan's experience just shows that we are all just, until we do the work, we're 6-year-old kids in adult bodies trying to live in an adult world. But our subconscious doesn't know the difference between yesterday and 30 years ago. So yeah, that's why the arm thing came back. And that's why you're controlled on a daily basis by behavior. You do things that you don't even know why you're doing them. You come home every night and drink 3 glasses of wine. You fight when your wife says something, you take it really personally. In my case, my wife would say something and I'd be cold to her for 3 days. I had no idea why. Mm. It was my childlike self. I was going back to my childlike self and pulling in the meaning of when I felt bad. So absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. Wild.
So you've told us a lot has changed. What else has changed? You know, it's probably been 8 weeks now since we started, or 2 months, whatever. What else has changed that you haven't mentioned in your life that you think would be helpful for people to know?
Yeah. So two things, relationship, and then third thing, career decisions. So my relationship with my wife has definitely accelerated and amplified. And our ability to work through conflicts and like little tiffs, they're like next to no amount of time to resolve these things versus before, when I would get defensive and it would just create more negative energy. So that's been a huge thing. If you're married or if you're in a relationship, doing this type of deep work will really translate into your relationships. And that's been amazing. Just our ability to resolve conflicts and our overall level of love and excitement for the life that we're building together has definitely leveled up.
Tell us, Dan, why? What has changed now? Why does this conflict that maybe used to last hours or days now is resolved? What's different?
Well, I don't get defensive anymore. I mean, I still get defensive, but it's not as extreme as it was, because I'm not doing it from a place of, oh, she doesn't think I'm worthy enough. It's just that she's having a feeling. It's totally valid. I'm still, everything's fine. Like, we're still good. Let me just come to her from a place of love versus a place of not love. And just coming to the table with love just help both of us resolve conflicts and get back to the state that we want to be. And that's been huge.
So freaking awesome. Look, I've lived this too. When you feel not enough and someone challenges you, what do? You fight or flight. You got to protect yourself, because you're like, see, my subconscious, I'm right. You're no good. When you feel worthy and you feel enough, when someone challenges you, you can come at it from love instead of ego, right? You always have the opportunity to respond in love or respond in fear and ego. And the more you respond in love to yourself and to others, the more joyous that you're going to live. Dan's a perfect example of that. I didn't sit down. I've worked with other people. I had another client who's was on the brink of divorce. He now is doing amazing with his wife. Just took a 2-month vacation with her. I never had a marriage counseling session with him. I never even talked to her. The problem in relationships is never the actual relationship itself. It's the relationship each person has with themselves. You didn't have a great relationship with yourself 2 months ago. You now have a great relationship with yourself, and look at your marriage, how much better it's gotten. And it's still growing every day. So freaking proud of you, man. Oh man, I love to hear this.
Thank you, man. Back at you, man. I'm really, really grateful for the experience and the bleeding effects that it has had into all my relationships. So can we talk about business now?
Yeah. So you had another thing to share. Yep.
Yeah. So staying in my lane has always been a challenge for me in business as a kind of a visionary entrepreneur type. I like to just try a lot of things out and get my hands involved into a lot of different elements of the business. And lately, I discovered that I was working on a business that I wasn't super passionate about. And I was really in it for the wrong reasons, just like financial reasons mainly, you know, and had the realization that I need to empower my team to take over the business and I need to step out and I need the open road to pursue something that I'm actually passionate about. And I think before the work with Brad, the thing that I'm doing now, I would have probably done that way longer before making this decision and realizing that like I'm worthy to pursue whatever I want that's exciting. And like, why should I stay in this thing just for financial reasons and just brute force my way through it? Recently, I've just gotten super passionate again about tech and software and artificial intelligence specifically. For those who know the real estate space, the company InvestorFuse is the software company that I had founded. I've always been a tech and automation guy. And somehow along the way, I kind of lost sight of that passion. And I feel like I'm back there again. And it was just because I made the decision to just like more or less give up the good for the great and lean into the thing that excites me, even if I'm not really sure at all how I'm going to pursue it. So yeah, now my mission really is to help small businesses deploy AI profitably. And that is a huge opportunity right now. And I'm excited to kind of be on the forefront to help businesses that do want to figure out how to leverage this new fancy tech in ways that's more than just coming up with a cool blog idea or social media content posts or whatever that people are using GPT for, but how do you actually use it to make money? And how do you use it to get time back so that your business is something that you're excited to run that serves you instead of the other way around? I think that's a huge lever in our society right now. And yeah, I'm super excited to get into that. And so now I kind of am leaning into that and it's really exciting. And all of this, I think, was spurred by this deep work that I've done and changing that story and going in and doing this work with Brad. And I don't want people to think that it's like you go from like 0 to 100% self-love. Maybe it is binary. I'm not sure. But like, do I have lapses where I'm like not in a good mood? Yeah. And I think that's something important to note. That's not an all or nothing thing. And will bad things happen to you? Things like that. Can you talk a little bit about your perspective on that, Brad? Like, yeah. No bad days.
Yeah. And it was explosive for me. It was 0 to 100 for me. And everyone has their different path and nothing's right or nothing's wrong, right? I want to say before I get to the no bad days, you're following your purpose, right? We don't know yet, but maybe this is going to turn out to be your purpose and passion in life. And it's really, really, really hard to find your purpose and passion when that proverbial lion is chasing you. And when you don't feel enough and you don't feel worthy, the state that you were in when you lack self-love, there's a lion chasing you. You're in a constant state, or 80% of your time, you're in a constant state of looking for the danger. As soon as we kill that proverbial lion, which is what I do with my clients, we kill that lion. You get to sit there, take a deep breath and look around and be like, why was I really put on this planet? Because you were put here for a massive mission. And if you can't find your mission, you might want to go back to that self-love quiz, bradchandler.com/quiz. Take that quiz and see if you score it, because I bet you don't score extreme self-love if you're floundering about your purpose. So we killed the lion. You killed the lion. I just was your guide. So I'm so, so happy for you. Yeah. So back to the no bad times, no bad day. I get triggered a couple times a week by my 15-year-old daughter. And that's the only person I've been triggered in months. I haven't had a bad day in, I mean, well over a year, because I don't think like what's bad. Like, you tell me the last bad thing that happened to you. I want to hear what it was.
I got COVID last week.
Okay. I'm just going to throw, there could be 100 different reasons why COVID would be good, right? Number one, you develop more antibodies. So maybe there's going to be another strain that comes out. And because you developed it, you're in a better position. Maybe if you hadn't had COVID, you would have walked to the gym and a drunk driver would have popped the curb and hit you. You don't know. So I live my life, and I'm not saying you're wrong and I'm right. This is how I choose to live my life. You can live your life however you want it. I choose to live my life as everything happens to me for a reason. And it's always for the better good of me. So you get to choose that or choose to have bad days. You could have a bad day the next whatever, or you could choose never had a bad day the rest of your life. It's up to you. Man, dude, exciting. I can't tell you how proud I am of you. I will say the relationship thing, I was honored to get in front of a room about 2 weeks ago with some of the top real estate investors and entrepreneurs around the country. And I actually won an award for the speech. And the crux of the speech was how to process emotions so that you can get closer to your partner or your spouse. I handed my phone to a buddy, Jason Rios. I don't know if you remember him from Vegas. Mm-hmm. He videoed the whole thing. I had my microphone on. I stuck it up on YouTube. So if anyone wants to hear that, just go to bradchandler.com/YouTube. And it should redirect to my Brad Chandler coaching page on YouTube. And it's the only real 17-minute video I have. What are we in? It's in like mid-June. So look for the video that's 17 minutes in mid-June. And it walks you through the entire process. And if you want to go do that, you can do that now. So in closing, thank you so much. What did I not ask that you can say in closing for the people who are suffering or struggling? There's a lot of people struggling way worse than you were, some people less. Like, what advice would you give them?
First thing that comes to mind is people are probably like, oh, well, he's already made his money. He doesn't have to worry about food and shelter and money, right? It's like Maslow's hierarchy, right? So I would say that like, it's like a chicken and the egg, right? What has to come first? Is it, do you have to kill the lion before you can feed your family? Or do you have to feed your family first and then kill the lion that's been chasing you? And it's up to you, right? Do you want to continue to just brute force your way to survival and live in that state? Or do you want to take the time to do the deep work that might not necessarily put food on the table this week, but over the course of the rest of your life will create extreme abundance, right? So it's looking at the long term of doing this type of work versus the short term, what you have to sacrifice in order to do it. So I think that's an important thing to bring up, because a lot of folks might say that, oh, you're privileged, so of course you can do this. And yes, I am. And we all have these things that we have to work through regardless of our circumstances. It's deciding to tackle the lion before you take on the world.
There's a lot of super wealthy people who take their lives every year from drugs and alcohol because they feel so bad. So I did a TikTok video last night, and oddly enough, it was a video on throwing out hamburger meat that was left in my car that I forgot, and how I treated myself based on knowing that. And man, did I get a lot of, well, privileged. You have a nice car, you have a nice house. If you didn't have the money, you may not have treated yourself. Let's say I didn't have the money. Let's say I didn't have another $17 to buy another pack of 3 pounds of hamburger from Walmart. What good would it have done me to beat myself up and shame myself and say, you're an idiot? It would have done me no good. What if I came in the house and said that in front of my young kids? They're not young anymore. Would that do them any justice? Would that teach them anything? Oh, daddy's a freaking idiot. He just left the hamburger. What a dumbass. No. So a lot of people want to bring money into this. And is life easier with money? Yes. They say it's easier up to the point of 80,000 when your needs are met. And then after that, it doesn't really matter. That's not the point. The point isn't about money. It's how you treat yourself. It's how you want to live your life. There is a better way if you're suffering and if you're struggling. No matter what situation you're in, no matter what you tried, I can't tell you how many people I have helped and my mentors have helped. They're like, we've tried everything. Well, you haven't, unless you've tried RTT, Rapid Transformational Therapy, and hypnosis and cognitive behavioral therapy and NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, all wrapped in one. You haven't. So it's your life. You get to do whatever you want. If I can help you, I'm here. Reach out to me at bradchandler.com. If you like this, please subscribe. Please share it. Help me out to get this out to more people. I need a lot more people to spread this light and love in the world. I want to reach 1 million people here in the next 60 years. And Dan, thank you so much for now being a part of spreading that light and love. And I'm so proud of you. And thank you for everything that you've done in your time today.
Much love, man. I really appreciate you more than you know. And we're going to get AI to help you with that mission. I guarantee it.
Beautiful. I love it. All right. Till next time. This is another episode of How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs.
See you guys.
Hit subscribe if you don't want to miss out on more life-changing content. And if you're struggling, you don't have to. Go to bradchandler.com/contact. There, you can join the Facebook community of like-minded entrepreneurs. And you'll see a button to schedule your freedom and happiness call. See you on the next episode.